You're not going to say where you work?
In an office.
That sounds mysterious.
I'm trying to get on with it. Do you understand?
Do me the favor of not pretending you were ever on board with this.
A nationwide network of organized criminals.
It's real, Edgar.
Political agitators. That's real.
Agent Knox.
Holtzman.
Then the Bureau of Prohibition. Agent Knox is a hayseed of the purest variety.
They arrested Clayton. They said he poisoned Henry. Why would somebody do something like that?
I promise. You can live with it. We'll get you into another school, if that's what's necessary. You're going to graduate.
Mr. Pierce, these are my partners, Messrs. Lansky and Luciano.
Salvatore, ma mi piace il suo fatto che aggiunti la Savenere qua, spicciare le due cose.
This is bad for me.
You do what you want, but I'm in.
We're partners, Maya.
Not anymore.
I saw you watching me last night, and I know what you are.
What is they were Chicago detectives.
Every fucking thing that crawls is gonna pay.
Nothing, Eli.
I'm not saying it's something. Just that it's odd.
JMT.
Something cockeyed about this guy. Who cares around another man's hanky?
You were.
He gave it to me so I can blow my nose.
Maybe someone gave it to him.
Let's get his balls on the horn.
What for?
I don't know. Peace of mind.
Sid! Ted!
Need something?
Why the fuck else would I be calling for you? Fred Elliott. Frederick. He's a supervisor with the Treasury Department. He's in my book.
You want his number?
I want you to get him on the phone.
Right. Radio?
So, what's the word from Tampa?
First shipment in a few days.
So, things got rough down there.
What?
Heard you came back with a black eye.
I banged a door.
That's so.
Why, Eli?
They got phones, you know, down Florida. I spoke to McCoy.
And?
Nothing. Just said to Sally. She's a pistol's all.
McCoy's a fucking idiot. I banged a door.
After you bang her.
Say, look, Ellie's not there.
Did you leave a message?
That's the thing. The pro I talked to, he said Ellie don't work there no more.
Gesundheit.
Cherry blossom season.
What's wrong?
Remus asked for hotcakes.
May I remind you that you are a federal prisoner?
Remus is also a cooperating witness.
We'll stop at the Mayflower later.
So, Enoch Thompson, when we spoke in January, you said he was the linchpin of a nationwide criminal conspiracy.
That's what you said. Remus said he was a piece of dog shit.
Conducting illegal activities with individuals from various cities. I would like you to confirm that for Mr. Hoover.
Remus confirms it.
And Mr. Thompson did business with you in Cincinnati.
Remus rues the day.
Stop doing that.
Doing what?
Referring to yourself in the third person.
Remus will say whatever he pleases.
And I will have you transferred to Leavenworth.
What do you know about Tampa?
It's humid.
Relative to Nucky Thompson?
Nothing. What should Remus? What should I know?
Go get your hotcakes. Satisfied?
Every time he talks, he gets out of jail for the night. Free meals, cushy hotel room.
That doesn't mean what he's saying isn't true.
He did give us Harry Daugherty.
Daugherty's one man. I haven't even been sworn in yet, and you're asking me to commit tens of thousands more into building a conspiracy case.
A dozen arrests in one fell swoop? Think of the headlines, Edgar.
And think of the headlines if I fail. New bureau chief lays an egg. You promised me a weak link in Thompson's organization.
I'm working on that.
Agent Tolliver, you have a call.
Pardon me.
I know it's none of my business, but it might behoove you to get on board with this plan.
Why is that?
Because our new Attorney General thinks it's a great idea.
Johnny, how you doing? Good? You good?
Listen, we need to talk.
You hungry? Get a steak.
Red. I just had lunch.
You said you wanted to see me.
I did. This you?
Jeez. Another one? It's a shame for his family, huh? I mean, for all we know, the guy got a couple of brothers. You know, an old mother bawling the eyes out of him.
You think it's funny?
No, I don't. I'm going to get that fuckle bang. Put a pill in him myself. Make it public. Remind people you bleed before you die.
Why do you want to move on Dini O'Banion?
For French, huh?
You got nothing to put O'Banion in that.
I got a dozen mick cops. Don't even let him get his hands
that
up.
That don't mean O'Banion.
They hit nobody but Frank. What, a whole crowd of people?
Al.
No, they were probably after me.
Al. It's not going to happen.
It's my brothers, John. You seen what they did?
I saw. Hold on. But Chicago cops, that Dini O'Banion.
Bullshit, he paid them off.
You want to take on the Chicago police? They'll send a fucking army down here. We're not starting a war.
We'd crush it, Jack.
I have business with Dini O'Banion, which you will not impede. And as for this...
I hear big things about RCA.
You can't touch the stocks, the big noise can, but what you can do is buy into a trust.
What about pools? My wife's father says they're a lot more profitable.
And a lot more expensive. The last pool I knew of, the minimum buy-in was $75,000. Now, the Anaconda Realty Trust is what you need to be looking at.
If it were my money, sure, but Dottie's got ideas of her own.
You have the meeting with the gentleman at the Canard Line, sir.
Call me a cab, please. Oh, Mrs. Rowan.
Yes, Mr. Bennett?
I don't mean to put you on the spot. Didn't I put your husband in Anaconda Realty last year?
You tried, sir, yes.
I tried?
I'm sorry, sir. I never told you because I was too embarrassed.
Oh, I put your husband in Anaconda Realty. I'm certain of it.
You advised him. That's correct. But we've four wee ones, and it was a risk. I talked him out of investing.
Oh, you didn't?
I did, sir. I'm sorry.
What happened?
Watching down the drain. That's what happened.
It's a woman's place to tend to the home. It's a man's to tend to the future.
That'll be all, Mrs. Rowan. Thank you.
What time is your meeting?
15 minutes.
Tell me about this Anaconda.
40 minutes, I'm waiting.
He'll be alone.
I beg your own but so they thought.
What am I, 6 years old?
Armentor from Veneros.
We got the same thing in Coney Island. Gargiulo's.
Frankie, you. They finally run you out of Brooklyn.
Nah, Charlie. I come by for the cake.
Toto. I said, buddy. Vamos, baby.
But not in the sun. Cut the crap, huh? I've been down in Tampa and you know it.
You and your pal Maya.
What of it? We got business, him and me.
You, him, and Nucky Thompson.
You buried all that with Nucky. I was there, remember?
You forgive that easy?
That's good to know. How about you cross me and find out? And for the record, I ain't in business with Thompson.
Vincenzo Baggiocelli. He called me on the telephone.
I turned it down, Joe. I'll do the ghost.
I know.
So what am I doing here?
There's a different deal. Very lucrative.
Petrocelli's the biggest importer of heroin in the whole Southeast.
Since when?
Since he killed Joe Raguto in New Orleans.
Straight raises his throat during last year's Mardi Gras.
Go back to Tampa. Talk to Petrocelli. Those trucks he sent up here with the rum... And maybe they carry something for us, too.
It says here they're in Nietzsche.
Who did?
Those boys who killed that kid in Chicago. They thought they were supermen who could get away with murder. Keep your head down.
Relax.
Can you relax? You know. I read Zarathustra in high school. All that God is dead malarkey. You believe in God, don't you?
Of course. Why would you ask me that?
I didn't mean anything by it. You're leaving?
You want me to stay? Then say that.
Did I do something wrong?
Don't be dim.
Next time we should use your room. Have they put someone else in yet?
No.
I heard Clayton's parents gave everything to the Salvation Army. Has he written you or anything?
Jesus Christ, Doris.
What?
There's those boys back in Chicago, now Clayton. When did you get so morbid?
I was just making conversation.
Yeah. Why don't you make it with someone else?
And now you're leaving again?
I'll see you tomorrow, okay?
It's awful, like a knitting needle in the gut. My Aunt Anne would be a week in bed each month. A week? I'd cut off my own head.
Miss Preston, feeling better?
I am, sir, thank you.
She tell you how she closed Jeff Romsey, reeled him in for a cool $5,000.
Romsey's got that kind of dough.
Well, Mrs. Romsey does.
Will he make money?
It's a real estate trust. A lot of different stocks in there. Mostly dogs. Some with less fleas than others. Will he make money? Who knows? You, on the other hand, I see an immediate fiscal gain in your future.
And to think I considered waitressing.
Boy, Alan, he's pixelated or something. He won't listen to reason.
He's grieving. He'll bite himself.
Either that or sink stern first.
He's under control for now. But his suspicions regarding you and those cops?
Oh, my mother, John. I swear. It wasn't us.
I believe you, okay? Relax.
So, the brewery, Stevens.
Fine, I'll take it off your hands.
Our full price?
I just said fine. Don't bend me over.
And, Greektown?
That I have to say no to.
For the love of Mike, John. We hope you take Cicero. And you can't give me a few lousy blocks border my own territory?
I do that, and the south side becomes the north side.
We gave you that election with an apple in its mouth. Practically handed it to you.
And this is your payback. $500,000 on a brewery. I need like a hole in my fucking head.
To make anything there. Beer, pop, whatever you like.
I'm selling fucking knee-high now.
Hey, Papa. Relax. You think this squares us, then swell.
And you don't think it squares us. I tell you what. Think some more.
Drops, Tilly. Do that for me?
I died. I'm sorry.
Impressive set of pipes. Isn't that what the youngsters say?
This is it. This is all you've got on Knox.
I believe your request was for any and all background. I'd already provided his employment application over the telephone.
So he's had mumps and earned a D in civics in fifth grade.
Which, no doubt, set him down the path to Bolshevism and other unsavory activities.
If you're willing to do blackface, you can go on after this number.
I don't mean to make light of your request, but there's simply no further information to provide. I have spoken with his superiors, his former colleagues.
JMT, the handkerchief.
An acronym, perhaps. The John Muir Trail. So, hiking route in Sierra Nevada.
Monogrammed on a hanky.
I'm merely exhausting all possibilities.
And no word on Elliot.
Retired from the bureau. Sold his home. No forwarded address.
Without so much as goodbye.
What's wrong, Mr. Thompson? What troubles you so?
You ever wake up, have a vague feeling of unease? Like you know something's wrong, but you can't put your finger on it yet.
No, when I do, I usually just go back to sleep.
He just buzzed. You're on.
Bearer bonds are fine, but they're no investment. Trade up. Cash them in for opportunity.
Sir, you've been meeting with the gentleman from the Cunard line.
Thank you. Mrs. Rowan, say hello to Abe Redstone.
Pleasure to make you.
Hello. Mrs. Rowan, is it?
It is. Yes, sir.
I was just telling Abe here how...
I have a distinct feeling we've met somewhere before.
I'm sure you're mistaken. I'd have remembered.
I have it. Gloves.
I beg your pardon?
You attended to me at Best & Company. Finer men's accessories?
I'm afraid I've never worked there, sir.
Well, my mistake, then.
So, I was just telling Abe here how I put your husband into Anaconda.
Right. Yes, you did.
And what does your husband do?
Rowan. He's in sales, sir.
Railroad equipment.
Ah, I see. And he bought into this Anaconda Realty Trust?
He did, sir. Yes.
After I insisted, you tried to talk him out of it. Right?
Yes. But I regretted not buying it, and we lost a great deal of money. I'm so sorry, Mr. Bennett. I don't feel well. Excuse me.
Nervous type.
You're cut. Good week.
Then I see Miss Maitland as a success.
She all right.
She putting asses in them seats.
I want to talk to you about extending her run.
That would be impossible.
Why is that?
She's committed to appear in
Louisville next weekend.
Send him somebody else.
And what will you do for me?
Already offered you a whiskey.
The Universal Negro Improvement Association. I should like to open a chapter here on your north side.
Like a club?
A confederation. A place where like-minded individuals gather to promote the free exchange of ideas.
Sound congenial enough.
It is. But its contributions to the Lydian defy measure.
And Miss Maitland.
The good people of Louisville will do without her for another month?
Scoundrel, I said in a voice husky with rage. Follow me or I stab you where you stand. And I broke my way from the ballroom into a small antechamber, dragging him unresistingly with me as I went. And in a few seconds, I forced him by sheer strength against the wainscoting and plunged my sword with brute ferocity repeatedly through and through his bosom. So, William Wilson is no more. Any thoughts on what Poe is doing here? Mr. Hemmings.
He's showing how admiration can turn into hatred.
Very good. And the result being what?
The murder of his rival?
Which in this case is another form of murder. Mr. Thompson? Mr. Thompson? Mr. Thompson?
Yes, sir.
The murder of Wilson's doppelganger is also what? His own suicide. Mr. Thompson, where are you going?
What in the heck was that?
I'm so sorry, sir. I don't know what came over me.
The girls and your delicate constitution.
It won't happen again, I assure you.
Well, apparently Redstone was charmed. He put $150,000 into Anaconda.
What?
From him, not me.
Connors and Gould?
Mrs. Thompson, this is Arnold Rothstein calling. Did you receive my gift?
I did, sir. Thank you.
Lovely as it was to see you again, I will thank you in advance for your discretion.
Yes, sir.
I'm assuming a reciprocal arrangement would be to your advantage as well?
It would.
And until next time.
I must look horrid.
No, on the contrary, you look. Oh, I was going to say, at peace. Now that the poison's out of your system.
A gentleman in my boudoir. And me. Like this, no less.
We all carry our burdens, Jillian.
What are yours?
Ambition.
What's wrong with that?
The expense of family. The love. These last months getting to know you, without people you care about, it's all You took that fellow from the A&P chain that I had you meet.
At dinner.
Mr. Houston from Evansville. Now, he's a very difficult personality, even making this merger practically impossible. Now, normally, a man like that would get my goat. But since I met you, I feel as though none of that matters.
Did tending to me cause your affairs to suffer? I'm so sorry.
Jillian, you're important to me. Houston, A&P, everything else can go hang.
What's this for?
See what you're buying.
Give it a hand. Not bad. Warm, though. Like your people drink it.
Like it's meant to be drank.
Give them the money. Get this over with.
I don't need to count it.
Count it anyway.
I know where to find you. Smart buy, Johnny. Place puts out a quiet 1,000 barrels a week.
Yeah, now I also got a place to keep my hats. Bring the car around.
Police! Nobody move! Oh, come on! Stand where I can see you. Right, you. Up against the wall.
Back it up. All right, not so fast.
What the fuck is this?
What's it look like?
Come on, stop. Stand behind your back.
Well, this is chummy. Dino Banyan and John Torrio. What is that, a peace treaty?
Just a simple real estate transaction.
Involving a property, housing, an ocean of beer.
Read the contract. I don't own this place.
A raid, Dini? The minute you sell me this shithole?
I'm an iron just like you. Quit your gripe.
Get these guys to the paddy wagon. Let's go. Move, move.
Illegal drinking, horrid jazz music, all types of low characters. Shooting hypodermics right out there in the gutter.
It's a disgrace.
And told something would be done.
That would sing with House on Baltic, yeah. Well, I'll get on over there.
That's what you said last time.
Uh-huh. Where Mr. White at?
Three meetings in a row now.
Mr. White, indisposed presence.
That's because he up there on that boardwalk disposing himself with the right folk.
With all due respect, within the past month, we've had two separate incidents of young men in the community succumbing to heroin overdoses.
We're looking into that, Deacon Cuffy.
But if whoever is peddling this poison persists, I must inform Mr. White.
I told him.
Tell him again.
Deacon Cuffy, if I may.
Ladies, gentlemen, I am Dr. Valentin Narcisse. Though I am not from here, I am of here. Just as I am of anywhere the Libyan makes his home. There is a scourge in our community in the guise of heroin. There is a scourge in the guise of alcohol. The true scourge, however, is not disguised at all. That scourge is apathy on the part of your leaders.
Yes.
I know you, Mr. White. Know him better than he realizes. He's a good man, but a man whose true purpose has been clouded by misguided ambition. With his permission, and with the assistance of Mr. Pernsley, I have come to breathe new life into this community. Amen. To aid those who seek betterment. To abrogate those who would hold us back. With Deacon Cuffy, we shall restore this community to its full and glorious potential.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Not what I said.
It is, Daddy. I heard it, too.
Then what I meant was a girl doesn't need college the way a boy does to make her way.
Well, there are plenty of girls at Willie's school. Isn't that right?
There's a couple.
Cooking, sewing, maybe typing. That's all you need to know.
But what if I want to learn?
You take my spot.
Again?
No. What's that supposed to mean? What does that mean, take your spot?
That I'm leaving school.
What?
Willie, what are you saying?
I dropped out today.
Wait a minute, what? You already left?
I spoke to Dean Carnell this afternoon.
Go do the dishes.
I want to hear this.
Uncle Nucky never needed college. Look how he's done.
Will, we discussed it. Excuse me, Nucky. Things get tough, so you just quit? What kind of man are you?
His friend Henry who died.
People die. Life goes on, June. And his life goes on. He's getting an education.
Listen to your father,
Will. He doesn't need you to tell him to listen to his father. He's going to listen because I'm his father.
I was the one who made money for this family while you were in jail.
Jail? Go to your room right now.
I'm going to talk to you, Dean. You're going to re-roll on Monday.
I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Eli, let's discuss this tomorrow when clearer heads can prevail.
My head's clear right now. And you're going to do as I say.
Get your hand off me.
What?
I said get your hand.
You leave school! You leave this house!
I'm leaving this house anyway!
What did he say?
You ain't packing no bags just yet.
I wish he wasn't packing them up again.
What'd he like?
The doctor? He's smart. Lots of people look up to him.
Treat you good.
Not as good as you.
He can or something? Who you off to?
My mother was a prostitute. She was murdered. I saw it. She always put me in the closet. With my doll. While she had business. Don't peep. Don't peek. Sometimes I did. All the ladies had a child lie, they kept under the bed. In case the man got rough, acted a fool. One day I saw her swing that jar. Man screamed so loud, sounded like he got lit on fire.
She didn't take no mess.
No. No, she did not. That man choked her till she didn't move anymore.
They killed him.
Dr. Narcisse found me. Put his wings around me ever since.
You and him, Elva?
No. He's a decent man.
So what'd that make me?
That make you my man. Year-long engagement at the Onyx.
Gotta think about that.
Pharaoh can make all things pass.
Well, Pharaoh ain't had no partners.
Mr. Thompson.
He's the kind of partner I like.
Or was that?
Because he's a silent kind. Come on, girl.
No number to rehearse. Poochie, you can't do without me. Home.
Home is wherever you be, darling.
I'd have used a gavel, but I'm afraid we'd have an awful mess on our hands. Gentlemen, Miss Randolph, good evening. As some of you know, it is our great good fortune to have in our midst our nation's esteemed Treasury Secretary, the Honorable Andrew Mellon.
If that's your attempt at sticking my department with the dinner bill, you can forget it.
2 hours ago, I had the privilege of attending a brief ceremony at the White House where President Coolidge made what I consider to be one of the key appointments of his administration. Without further ado, I give you a young man whose integrity, zeal, and sense of morality knows no bounds. The new director of the Bureau of Investigation, Mr. John Edgar Hoover.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney General, for that wonderful introduction. And thank you all for being here. Secretary Mellon, it is truly my honor. Many of us in this room have known and worked with each other for years. Heck, Jim Tolliver and I attended law school together. Those of you who know me know I won't stand for corruption. Those of you who don't, well, you'll soon find out. The previous administration was lax, shall we say, in its prosecution of criminals both within as well as outside the government. I stand before you vowing that will change. Just recently, after extensive investigative work on my part, I came to a realization that a nationwide criminal conspiracy was at work, undermining the very fabric of our great nation. Bootleggers and murderers from New York to Chicago, from Philadelphia to Atlantic City, have formed a network of organized crime, if you will, one that I myself will dismantle. Now, I've instructed my men to build a case whereby we can prosecute these co-conspirators en masse in federal court.
What's this?
Not much. But it was all I could muster up.
No, you shouldn't.
I'm fine.
Gonna spoil me, you know that.
You have no idea.
Why are you smiling?
It's a secret.
Mm-hmm. It's the secrets that undo us.
Tell me one of yours.
Very well.
You remember when we first met, I told you I was married?
Yes.
Well, the day after I met you, I began divorce proceedings. Now, what's yours? Why were you smiling?
I was smiling because you made me feel something I haven't felt in a very long time.
What's that?
Happiness.
He came to the realization. Well, that's rich.
I mean, the gall to say that in front of an entire group of agents. The Attorney General, no less. I'm the one who sold him on the whole conspiracy angle. Didn't even want to address it. Extensive investigative work. I'm the one running an entire undercover operation.
Yes, regarding that, Agent Tolliver, it'd be ever so helpful if you would refrain from carrying monogrammed handkerchiefs.
Don't tell me what to do, Means. I'm the only one standing between you and a jail cell. Why am I surprised? Edgar was the same way in law school.
The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. I'm afraid young Mr. Hoover proves no exception.
City nut. We'll call that your own, that's fine.
What's that supposed to
be? This house? This family? This is mine.
Put your hands on me? My own home?
Was I supposed to let you kill the kid?
The fuck you know about it?
What?
Kids. Nothing ever came from you. You never had a family.
You're drunk, Elaine.
Nothing ever came from you. Mabel died trying to give you a son.
That's enough.
Not my family.
I'm going to chalk this up to whiskey and bad timing. As for Willie, he's a good kid. But like his father, sometimes he acts without thinking.
My family, Nucky.
My goddamn family!
Johnny! Hey!
Oh, come on. Hungry? You want a drink?
I want a shower. What's the matter, Seth?
A little company first.
Send them away.
Scram, girls.
No, I got the bond as soon as I could. $100,000 that judge levied. The fucking child killers running the streets.
Your pal O'Banion, on the other hand. Wow.
What about him?
An hour in, they drop all the charges.
He already signed the deed over to you. My second pinch for alcohol. They're going to put me away.
And the cops know to be right there, right then.
Just like with our brother.
And just like with Frank, O'Banion walks away.
Men my age don't belong to prison. Away from his home, away from his wife. Men my age needs to relax. I'm tired, Al. Been a long fucking day.
Need a ride home? Anything?
No, I'm good. Actually, there is one thing I'd like you to do. Kill that Irish fuck.
Willie.
Uncle Nucky, I'm sorry.
What the hell happened? Why didn't you call me?
I just couldn't be there anymore.
You're trying to impress me. You're off to a very poor start. This isn't a game, Will. I need to trust you. I need men around me who can keep their wits.
I know. I can. I will.
Go home now. Get some rest. Tom will drive you.
He'll be awake. He'll be drunk. He'll just upset my mother.
Stay here tonight. But in the morning, we're going to talk.
To talk to you. Found out who's been running that poison around here.
I know full well, Mr. Pernsley. And I'm on my way to see Mr. White right now.
Deacon, please. I've seen the error of my ways, and I'm on the path to righteousness.
Guilty man will say anything to save his skin.
Pray with me, Deacon. Please. Take my hand.
Dear Lord, delivered into the hands of the wicked by a kiss, bound like a thief, abandoned by your disciples. Have mercy on me. Dear Lord, dying on the cross in the presence of Mary, pierced with the lance that drew blood from your side, taken down and placed in the arms of your sorrowful mother, have mercy on me.
Flesh withers as the spirit flourishes.
I know that's right, Doctor.
What did the spirit divine today?
Jockey, he's...
Mr. White.
He doesn't seem pleased to have to answer to Mr. Thompson.
And you? Is he pleased with you?
I believe he is.
Deep among the reeds. Your mother, she fought the spirit.
She hurt you?
It burned for but an instant. Her pain is everlasting. These hands set her free. Set you on your path.
Yes, Doctor.
You will sing for me now.
at straws just because.